Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marta Hansen there. Really cool song, yeah. Too. I love the piano. I love the vocals. The name of the song is The Way I Used To. Mm-hmm. Rocker Terry Barr. I'm Jimmy K. It's Max Inc. Saturday night, 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. And Terry, introduce us to this wonderful artist that has sung that song for us.
I know. She has a new EP. It's Marta Hansen. The EP is called Of a Certain Age. And this theme revolves around being a woman, a mom, and aging. Oh, that makes me cry. She is here. I'm so happy she is here. So welcome to Max Inc., Marta.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, first of all, on a new EP for you.
Thank you.
The song we just heard, wow. The Way I Used To. Tell us a little backstory about it.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I am in my mid-40s. I'm in full, like, what is happening to my brain and my body, and I'm mothering teenagers now, and it's just, I feel like there's not a lot of real, like, keeping it real music out there about this phase of life.
Ooh.
And it's just, I feel like all of us women, we all go through it, we're all going through it, and I'm in the middle of it, and I've always been, my songwriting is always about what's happening in my life, and I'm just in the thick of it right now.
Can I follow up?
Yeah.
I was wondering, because I know you said you have teenagers.
Yes.
What did they think of your music, especially if they're the subject of the song?
Right.
Do they get mad?
No, surprisingly not. As long as I don't.
Wow, no way.
As long as I don't say anything really embarrassing about them. But they're really great fans. They're, you know, my youngest is, he's almost 13, and he's like, you know, he's almost 13. So, like, he's into it, but he's not, like, super into it. He's more into gaming, you know.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But my oldest, he's 15, almost 16, and he is like, he is a musician. They're both musicians. Mm. They both play piano, all of that.
That's great.
But he decides he likes a band, and he digs into their whole discography and everything. So he really appreciates the work that I put into the music from that aspect of things. And the best compliment I ever got from him was recently when he listened to this EP, he said, "Mom, of all the music you've ever put out, I think these are the songs I'm most likely to actually put on my Spotify playlist."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that is a high compliment from a 15-year-old boy, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Marta, with teenagers, have the teenagers done something or pulled a practical joke or regular life that you're surprised of?
I think she finds out when she gets home tonight.
Right? Yeah, we'll find out because the oldest one is home alone with some buddies over right now.
Oh,
so we'll find out. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So far, so good. They're like shockingly like just the coolest kids. And
that's awesome.
Pretty amazing. So.
Marta, you recorded at Lunar Lava Studios in Fort Atkinson, a place that you're familiar with after recording your full album, The Other Side, there in 2021. Studio owner Jeff Peterson plays drums on your EP. Who else is in your band?
Yes. So, and I've worked with Jeff for several years now. He's fantastic to work with. I love that I can record there. And then he's also, you know, an instrumentalist, and he does drums. And then I have, for this EP, I brought in a really fantastic guitarist. His name is Dan McDonald. He plays in several bands in the area.
They all do, don't they?
They all do. So he lends guitar and bass for these tracks.
That's great.
Yeah.
We are talking with Marta Hansen, and Marta has a new EP out called Of a Certain Age. Thanks for being here, Marta.
My pleasure.
I do want to mention, though, you wear a lot of hats. And this is what made me so intrigued by just your life in general. You're a mom, you're a wife, you're a musician. You are also one of the few female piano tuners.
Yes, I am.
And your shop, the Piano Gal in Sun Prairie, you also turn pianos that maybe somebody doesn't value anymore. You give them new life by turning them into art.
I do.
Tell us about this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, so I've been a technician, piano tuner tech for like 13 years now, and my brick and mortar store's been open for 10. And I get a lot of calls for donations all the time, and over the years I found that some are worth refurbishing and reselling, which I do. Yeah. And the ones that aren't, when I can. And I found what I do most of the time is I wait and I get commissions. I get those really old heirloom pianos that nobody plays, and the cost to actually restore the piano is just cost prohibitive. So they have me make something else out of it, and so that it can get new life and they can still keep it in their family. So I've made bars, desks, benches. I make tables. I've just made anything you can think of out of a piano.
Wall art. I've seen that's just beautiful.
Yes. My favorite things to make, and I think it's probably my biggest hits on Pinterest, is this really cool bar I made out of a baby grand piano for a client. And it's got wine storage and liquor shelves, and it's just the coolest thing. And then it can stay in their lives and not go to the dump.
Yeah.
Is it still in the shape of the piano?
Yeah, and it's still in the shape of the piano.
Wow,
I got everything out. Yeah, my newest project right now, I'm actually doing a full gut. They have this old saloon style upright.
Oh, those are
like
the
Victorian
best.
And I'm taking everything out, so it's really light, and I'm putting a keyboard in. It's actually getting used for a saloon Wild Wild West show in the Dells for Legacy Dinner Theater.
Yes.
Yeah, because they need it to be amplifiable, but they want it to look like a honky tonk.
That
piano.
Is amazing.
Yeah. So I'm like, is this my actual job? Like my life? Like, is this it's so cool. It's really fun.
Well, I think what I'd envision for me, if you could do one, like a grand piano that's basically holds beer.
I could do that for you. No problem.
A beer cooler.
A cooler.
Yeah.
Just a big beer cooler.
Just a piano beer cooler. Yeah. Done. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Marta, you also post a lot of pictures of people's pets when you go to their home to tune their piano.
You've done your homework.
I did. And as a professional pet sitter, I love this.
Yes.
I do. I love animals. If I wasn't in the job that I am, I would probably work at an animal shelter. Dogs and cats, especially dogs are my people. Can I say that?
Yes, absolutely.
I love dogs better than most people.
Yes. We understand.
It is the absolute best part of my job is coming to regular clients' homes, because I go there every year for years and years. Right. And I just get to love on their animals and they sit next to me. It just makes me so happy. I love them so much. I call them my assistants.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
Because they get right in there when you're tuning.
Cats really get in there. They'll go in the piano.
Yeah, they want to know what's going on.
Yeah, they want to be the boss. Mm-mm-mm. So,
well, there is an EP release show now set for Friday, April 12th. That's happening at Beer Rock in Madison. That starts at 8 o'clock. What do you think people can expect?
A two-hour set. And because it's an EP, it's obviously not 12 tracks, right? It's four tracks. So I'm going to start off the show by highlighting these four songs, talking about, my inspiration, talking about the songs a little bit, and performing acoustic versions of them, just me and the piano. And then after that, I will be playing a mix of some of my other originals from my other full length album. And then I actually have another album from 2016 that's all 90s covers. I know.
Wow.
That got me really into it. And so I'll intermix a bunch of fun 90s stripped down rock covers using piano and voice and a little ukulele.
That's 90s grunge, right?
90s grunge.
What are you doing? Some Nirvana?
I do Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Bush, you name it.
Some of these aren't easy to sing either.
No, but
you know?
Man, I like a challenge.
Oh, good.
So,
wow. All of that is awesome.
Yep, so I'll mix those in with my set of originals, and it's just going to be a fun time. There's great drinks. There's really good food there. Cool atmosphere. So it'll be a fun night.
Beer Rock is great.
Yeah.
I love going to Beer Rock. My buddy E-Dub and I, we go there quite a bit.
Oh, that's so good.
And
okay.
Their food is super good too.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a Beer Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, how do we keep up with you? Both you as a musician, then also as the Piano Gal shop. And, we want to know other live shows, other things you're doing this summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So from the music side of things, you can go to my website, which is martahansenmusic.com. And I do keep a running list of all upcoming gigs on there. And then you can also go to Marta Hansen Music on Facebook and Marta Hansen Music on Instagram. And Marta Hansen Music on the TikToks.
A TikToker. Yeah.
And then same thing for Piano Gal Shop, where I do all my piano stuff. I've got Piano Gal Shop on Facebook, The Piano Gal Shop on Instagram, and on TikTok, and thepianogalshop.com.
You have to follow her on Instagram, whether it's her personal or the Piano Gal, because it's awesome.
Rocker, don't forget to give her a deposit for the piano beer cooler.
Well, what I want to know is, where is your piano shop in Sun Prairie?
It is downtown Sun Prairie, so I'm in the historic district. I'm at 365 East Linerud Drive, right by the Nitty Gritty.
Oh yeah. Killer.
Over there.
What's that pizza stop?
Stop for a beer.
One day pizza?
They used to be. It's Rosati's now.
Oh, and it's Rosati's.
It's delicious. It smells. It wafts into my shop a lot, and it's
Rosati's.
Well, we'll probably stop at Salvatore's on the way.
Yeah, we love Sal's.
Oh, nice. And,
Patrick is a friend, the owner. Yeah,
sponsor of our show.
Tell him we love Patrick.
Yeah.
I would love a free pizza. I'd love a free Figgy Piggy. Wink, wink.
Oh,
thanks.
Nice.
Hey, we're about to play The Way I Used To. Nope, I've already played that. Yeah. We're about to play The Last.
Yes.
Tell me about this song here.
So this song is about my kids. And it's about it's a part of parenting that nobody tells you to prepare for, and it's when you look back and you realize you had had the last moment of something, the last time you carried your kid. One day you put them down, and then you look back a year later and you're like, they're too big and I've never done it again. And you don't know that that moment is going to be that moment. Like the last time you walked them to school, the last time you rocked them in a rocking chair, all of those moments. And as my kids get older, those moments just keep accumulating, and they're bittersweet. And so this song is all about those moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Marta, it's great to meet you. Thank you for sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having me. Such a blast.
Thank you.
It's Marta Hansen, and The Last is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.